All right, so this is the Barrio, and today we're here with Gazem from Montreal. So let's go through like some quick introductions.
Cool. I'm Sienna. I play bass.
I'm Seeger. I do vocals.
Josh. I play drums.
I'm Seb. I play guitar.
Oh yeah. So how has tour been so far? How many dates have you guys had?
This was day 5,
I think.
But it's a. It's like we kind of fucked up. It was cool, but we did I think on the second or third day we did 2 gigs in one day. We did a matinee in New Brunswick, New Jersey. That was a house show, and then we did another house show in Philly. And the one in New Jersey, Seeger and Sienna, that's like your friend.
My friend Corey put that on at his house.
Yeah, and that dude was nuts. I feel like you can never trust like a handsome dude who has missing teeth. Like, you know that dude's fucked. Like, it's like he's got everything, but he just throws it all away. Like, he doesn't give a shit. You know? He bought fluorescent light tubes just to break them.
During our set, or not our set, during the set before, he just took those big, like, threw them in the pit. And everybody was like, whoa, fuck. And then when we were playing, he put a bunch of firecrackers in a bucket and lit them off.
Yeah, at first I was like, oh, they set a fire in a trash can. Oh, fucking whatever, weird flex, but okay. And then, yeah, and then went off. Yeah, and it just sounded like, it was really fun, but like, you know, it just like sounded like shit, there was like, every single thing was in one outlet, like the PA, all the amps and everything, so, but yeah, it was cool, the show we played in Philly, the basement was half flooded.
Oh.
So it was like literally one of the 4x12s was actually, like, luckily it had wheels on it, but it was just in a puddle of water. I had to find a piece of like wood and cardboard, just like put my pedals and shit on it. Yeah, and it was just like, well, there's just like a, they were just trying to like subdue the water by just putting an old duvet in the puddle, hoping that would work.
It was pretty good.
It was good.
But yeah, the bands were great.
Yeah.
Yes. So, how did Gazem start? Like, how was it all formed?
Well, me and Sienna moved to Montreal to go to school, and we were living in residence together, and then I'm from New Brunswick, Canada, originally, and so is Josh, and Josh had just moved to Montreal, and I knew Josh played drums, and me and Sienna were the only, like, 2 punks in res, and we were like, oh, I really wanted to start a band, and that was kind of why I moved to Montreal, was to do shit like that, you know? So... Yeah, me and Sienna were like, let's start a band. I knew Josh played drums, and Sienna knew that, so played guitar, and so had already been living in Montreal. So.
Sienna, I feel like, you really pulled it together, I think.
Yeah, well, I just asked Seeger. I didn't know how to do anything, really. And I was like, I want to start a band, but I don't want to do vocals. And I was like, I own a bass, so I'm just going to do that. And then we'll just fill in all the members.
What's cool?
And then... Oh, go.
Oh, no, you just, like, you made, because, like, you made, like, a School of Rock reference about, like, when you start playing bass. You know, like, they say it's, like, just that, you know, you get the, just cello, you have a bass, but it's not like that. I think you said that.
That's true.
I don't know, maybe that's corny to say, I don't know. I liked that.
Yeah. No, it just came together that way. I met Seeger, who's the only punk in res, and I was like, well, perfect. And then I knew Seb from high school, and me and Seeger ran into Josh on the street, like, after a party, or it was outside a show or something, and Seeger was like, oh shit, it's Josh, you know how to play drums, and then it just, like...
Sort of.
Yeah, we were all like, we kind of know what we're doing, we're just gonna figure it out, and obviously, here we are.
Yeah, no, we really sucked when we first started, so, like...
And so do you guys, like, all, like, kind of grow together?
Oh, big time.
Yeah,
big time.
For sure.
Yeah, I had only ever done vocals. My first band I did vocals in when I was like 14 or 15. And that band lasted for like maybe a year and a half. And then after that, I only ever played drums in bands in like my hometown in Fredericton. And I just really wanted to do vocals in a band again. But I feel like I didn't really like as far as like writing lyrics goes or what kind of vocals I wanted to do or like that, like that definitely kind of happened pretty naturally over the course of the like demo and then moving into the later recordings. But I feel like we've all grown a lot as musicians. It's pretty sick. We're definitely a unit.
Yeah,
you know, yes. we're pretty tight.
Yeah. So, what are some big influences for you guys?
Oh man,
it's kind of a funny thing. It's like we started out where it's like Seeger and Sienna. Like you wanted to do like you both really like Crazy Spirit and like Hank Wood and like. And you really about that band Murderer?
Yeah, I really wanted to be a Crazy Spirit band. Have you guys ever listened to Crazy Spirit?
I've never listened to Crazy Spirit.
Okay. They're like, at the time of us starting, they were like pretty important, like
New York,
like freaky punk band.
Yeah.
Yeah, like dangle earring shit.
Like leather jacket punk, you know? And we were like really hyped on that. Yeah, and we were like, let's do a Crazy Spirit band. And of course, Seb was like, yes, sure, we'll do a Crazy Spirit band. But then it really was not a Crazy Spirit band.
Yeah, and I was just slowly like, let's make, like, Overtown was like, I'm going to make this a crossover band one day. Like,
yeah.
Gradually got people on board.
Like. Yeah, I feel like on our record, there's like a picture of all four of us in front of a band, like on the back, and we're all wearing band shirts. And it's like, Seb's wearing a Crowbar shirt. Josh is wearing a Youth of Today shirt. Seeger's wearing a Tomb Mold shirt, and I'm wearing a Stigmatism shirt. And it's like all four of those bands together is basically what Gasm would be.
Yeah.
So we just have like very separate music tastes, and I think once I like fucked with the vision on the hardcore band, we kind of went that way also.
For sure.
Yeah, because I don't know, like as far as like hardcore goes, like probably my favorite band ever is Trapped Under Ice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I like all kinds of music, right? Like I really like punk and all that stuff. So when we started the band, I was like, oh, we should do a punk band. But Seb obviously likes writing hard riffs, and me and Josh, like, we grew up on really like ignorant metalcore, like scene kid shows. You know what I mean? Like, so it was mostly, and this is not talking any shit on Sienna, but Sienna definitely wasn't really into hardcore when we started as a band. And I think once she got more into the heavier stuff, then we were like, okay, we like kind of got the green light on.
I feel like it was like a blessing in disguise though, because like us, it made it like the transition slower.
Yeah,
because, instead of it being
yeah.
like one record, like punk record, then all of a sudden it's just like, oh,
yeah.
this band's fucked up different now.
Yeah.
You know, just like I really found it funny when like the '80s bands would go crossover,
mm-hmm.
like say like Gangrene or like Agnostic Front. Like,
yeah.
You know, I thought that was like super funny, and I was like, I want to do that in the 2000s for like no reason. Like, no reason. It's like now it's like you don't have to do that because everything exists. But I'm like, I think it would be so funny if we started out doing like '80s hardcore and it just kind of turned into like metalcore over time. So like it's like my friends like in Toronto who are in just sort of like straight up like 80s like USHC worship or whatever, like I was like, yo, you should go crossover, just do it. And they're like, no. I was like, okay, I guess I gotta try and do that.
I think too, like as far as like, I can't speak for everybody, but as far as like my influences go with like writing lyrics or things that I kind of like, you know, bring to the table for everybody to think about or whatever, is like has really changed in a lot of ways like over the course of the band. And I feel like I've started to like, not to be too like fucking third eye like whoa about it, but like I just feel like I started to listen to more music and be like, whoa, like we could add this stuff that I like from other genres or whatever into it. And not necessarily in the way that like our next record is going to be like, I don't know, like a psych rock record or something like that, but just like me being like, okay, maybe we can have some parts that are like this, or like I'll write lyrics that are a little more whatever, you know. I really like bands that do like world building, you know, where like you feel like when you listen to the band there's like something, like there's like a whole universe behind what's going on, you know. And I feel like with Gasm that's really what I'm trying to do anyway. Yeah.
So, I guess that kind of tied into my next question, but So what's the scene like in Montreal? Like, I'm very unaware of a lot of bands outside of the U.S. for the most part. Mm-hmm. Pretty much probably the only other Canadian band I can think of off the top of my head is, like, Twofold.
Okay.
But, just, like, where are some bands you guys like? Like, what's it like in terms of the community?
Oh, I mean, it's really good, mm. I think. Like, all things considered. Mm. There's, like, a lot of diversity in Montreal especially, and, like, maybe less so in the last year, but, like, for quite a big period of Gasm being a band so far, like, everybody was going to all the shows. You know what I mean? Like, you'd have hardcore guys at the punk shows and punks at the hardcore shows and or the D-beat shows or, like, whatever, you know? Or, like, I'd run into people at, like, noise gigs or I'd run into people at, like, metal shows and, like, everybody. There's, like, a whole lot of scene blend. Or not blending, but just, like...
I'd say crossover. Like, you even see a bunch of, like, hardcore kids at, like, a queer dance party and shit, like...
Yeah, yeah. And it's... Montreal's just, it's, like, a really good city to live in for, like, younger people who are interested in, like, making music or doing anything like that.
It does. Rent's cheap and you can buy booze, like, everywhere, which is, like, not common in Canada.
Really?
Yeah. And it's, the rent being cheap leaves people a lot of time to, like, work on projects and do stuff like that. So it's definitely really good for that. Canada has, like, a really good hardcore scene overall, I think, but... It is kind of tricky because it's such a big country and all the big cities are so spread apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I assume there's like a big like DIY like house show scene.
Not as much as there used to be in Montreal.
Yeah, there's sort of like a main franchise of bars that are actually, I think they're run, aren't they run by the dude from Godspeed You Black?
Yeah, like it's like a couple of the dudes from Godspeed You who run like three main venues in Montreal.
Yeah, and those, they're just chill and, like, yeah, it's just chill because, it's, like, again, it's, like, I love DIY spots, but it's, like, you know, it's, like, things haven't been figured out, like, so things get shut down, or just, like, you know, and even people get a little too, I think, I don't know, it's maybe, like, a controversial opinion, but, like, I feel like people almost get a bit too attached to, like, DIY spaces, you know, this is my clubhouse, this is where I live, this is what I do, but it's just the bar is worse for, like, you know, like, underage kids and shit, but when it's just in a bar, it's like, well, everyone just thinks this place sucks, and we're just here because we want to see a show.
Yeah.
But, and I think, yeah, Montreal's good, so I think, yeah, there's no shortage of venues, so.
Yeah.
Right now, like, I guess... But in Montreal, I'd say, like, probably one of the best bands is Prowl.
Yeah.
I think they're very similar to, like, to Enforced. Like, they're, like, a crossover band.
Yeah, taking a lot of cues from, like, Iron Age or something. Like, it's, like, really, like, it's, like, definitely crossover, but, like, the metal side is, like, very epic, you know? It's very, like, war.
Yeah.
Or something.
Especially for, like, a hardcore band. Like, hardcore bands. I don't know. A lot of the hardcore bands are, like... Because there's, like, the French and English scene in Montreal.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's a little hard to, like, kind of get them to come together.
Mm-hmm.
But Prowl are a really good band. I mean, FaZe are also a really good band. They're not hardcore. They're, like...
They're not, like, capital H hardcore.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, like...
But they're, like, fucking... They're really good. FaZE are great. Cell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot. I don't know.
Wild Side.
I
love Wild Side.
Raise also.
Stepping Stone, who we're finishing. Yeah. They're not from Montreal or Toronto. They're from the West Coast.
They're from
Regina.
Regina.
Yeah.
But we're finishing this tour with them.
Oh,
and we're all really excited about that
because
they're kind of on the whole, like, motocross, dirt bike, hardcore vibe.
Oh,
you know, like,
yeah, they, like, make their merch look like vintage Harley Davidson merch.
Oh, that's cool.
they're definitely really sick dudes, but,
so, how's the reception been for you guys' album? Like, how would you say everything's been, like, since it came out, like, have you, like, seen, like, a big increase in your fan base, or, like, just, like, how's it been?
I think it's definitely, it's been really good for us as a band, because, like, we really hadn't put anything out in, like, 2 years, and I think our sound is this album was like a pretty, not like too much, but definitely a bigger departure from like what we sounded like before. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people who have seen us since like our second 7-inch came out or whatever, and have heard the newer songs live before the LP came out, I think it probably pulled in a lot more like people who are into heavier stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely like, especially like when we were in Philly, like, Philly was interesting because it's like, I think it was one of those things, like, you know, it was like, I was happy to get to the first couple shows we had there when we'd been there before, but certain people were just kind of like, And then this time it was like, oh, whoa, people are going crazy, like.
Yeah.
And it all depends on the show, but generally, yeah, it's like, people are like, it's one of those things, because we were very much like, we were a punk band, and then we're like, oh man, but like, actually, in reality, I want people to two-step to this shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people are doing it, so
yeah.
I think there's people two-step to us at every show.
Yeah, at least, yeah. Like,
you know, and it's like, that's a, yeah, and I'm glad for that.
Yeah, I definitely think, yeah, it's been good. The reception has been really good. It's like better than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Which is like, that's good.
Yeah. And we've definitely been like getting dabs from like old heads, like in our city and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's been nice, yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
So what do you guys like, do you guys have plans for the future? Like, maybe not like, I'm not thinking like 5 years from now, but like I'm talking like after tour, like.
We're gonna go out east again.
Yeah, we're gonna tour the Maritimes, the East Coast of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty important for me and Josh because being good, really like contemporary good bands that were like had good taste didn't really come out to the East Coast very often when we were growing up. So it's pretty, and I don't know, I'm kind of speaking for you. I don't know if you feel that way, but I think it's pretty important that we go out there and do it.
I agree.
But that's what we're doing in the East Coast, and we've got a couple shows in August in Montreal. Yeah.
Yeah, we just got visas.
Uh-huh.
So for Canadian bands to, like, come into America, it's really hard.
Really?
Yeah, so, like, bands will come from America to Canada, and you, like, I would, like, for if I'm booking a show, I just have to, like, type up a thing and, like, sign it, and it's legit, and bands will get in, and it's fine. Mm-hmm. But, like, to get into America, like, you literally cannot say you're playing a show.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
Yeah.
Like, you...
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
So we finally got visas... So now we can come to the States whenever we want,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have to, like, we can be like, we're a band, we're going to play shows, here are the shows, like,
mm-hmm.
so I think we're trying to maybe, like, come do, like, we're trying to do some more stuff here to get the money's worth from these visas,
yeah.
you know, so, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be trying to do, like, more sort of, like, not huge shit, but, like, maybe, like, 2 or 3 dates here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, more
yeah.
more regular jaunts into the States
yeah.
instead
yeah.
of, like,
1 month a
one
year.
Giant
yeah.
block, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as far as music goes, like, I've got this crazy Bananas album that I'm planning right now for the band, so.
Yeah, there's a mood board.
Yeah, there's
a mood board.
I got a mood board, and it's like a concept album or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like a whole big project.
Yeah, sort of like the Who or David Bowie level concept album.
but
for sure
yeah.
still hardcore.
No, we're not gonna pull a Fucked Up or a Ceremony on y'all. That's one thing, it's like, we're very into like the whole like evolving thing.
Yeah.
But when it's just like dropping off altogether, like we're not gonna do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So we'll see.
Mm.
So stay tuned.
Right. Yeah, no, we're for the moshers, we're not for the college kids, you know.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a college kid who moshes, that's different. That's exactly what I was, so.
Oh, yeah. So, I guess wrapping up, what are, like, some bands you guys want to shout out, anything you guys want to bring up?
Oh, man.
I guess, I'm going to shout out Blueprint from Philly.
Oh yeah.
We just
yeah.
played with those dudes. That was so sick.
They were really good.
They were so good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I don't know. There's so many good bands. It's hard.
Shout out Fence Cutter.
Yeah.
New Jersey was wild.
Yeah.
Everybody there
was
like, so excited.
Yeah, it was like, because now when you go to New York, you're like, did hardcore really start? Like, did like sort of Moshi Harbor, did it really start here? And we went to New Jersey, and I was like, oh shit, this is like.
Everybody just moved out.
Yeah, it's like, city. Yeah. It's like, oh, this is like what we read about in the Cro-Mag storybooks. You know?
Yeah.
the meathead shit.
I don't know. Like, this is maybe kind of corny, but just shout out to people who are actually like at shows, like, and not pretending like they're too cool to. Like,
yeah.
Move around or
yeah.
stuff like that.
Not just like, you know.
Yeah, like standing with their arms crossed and shit
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. Like, I guess if you're like 35 to 40 years old, you've probably done your day's moshing.
Yeah.
That's fine. But it's pretty, like, weak and bums me out when I go to a show and it's like all like people like 25 years old and they're just like look jaded and pissed that there's a band playing. It's like, you paid to come in, dude. Like, you're wearing the cool band shirt. Like, why aren't you having fun, you know? Or. Or
yeah.
whatever. So shout out to the people who are like having fun, because that's the fucking point, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, hardcore's supposed to be angry, but if you're not having fun, I don't really know
yeah.
why you're participating. You know. Yeah. There's other venues for completely nihilistic music.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you gotta get in the pit then.
Oh, yeah.
That's not even to say that you have to mosh.
No.
Just, like, look like you
yeah,
actually,
look,
like,
yeah.
not like someone forced you to be there.
Yeah.
Just
like,
put a foot in the pit.
Yeah. You're
yeah.
gonna get tired. Yeah. Yeah.
Dip your toes in.
Hell yeah.
Not too far, though.
Yeah. All right, cool.